Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yeah. Let's talk about your house. Your house in Arizona. Woo-wee, baby. Every mortgage payment you make is like money in the bank. Woo! With what home values have done in the state of Arizona, I couldn't imagine what better investment you could possibly have right now. My heart aches for those of you that are in the rental market in Arizona right now. I've heard firsthand stories of residents in apartment buildings who are being told their rent is going up 50, 60, and 70%. I mean, what do you do with that? I mean, what do you do with that? That's a killer. So let's talk to those of you that have a home. I'm going to tell you, with the equity, if you've owned a home more than just a few years, the equity you've got is going to be one of the legs of your retirement stool. We are currently going to remodel one of the properties we own, but we don't have the blueprints done or the permit done. So I called Harold at Galaxy Lending Group, and I said, look, Harold, I've got all the equity I need in the house just the way it sits. My loan-to-value is so low. I want to refinance the house now and get all the cash I'm going to need for the remodeling project rather than pull it out when I've got the permit in 3 to 4 months, not knowing what rates you're going to do. I'd rather whatever mortgage I put on that house I'm going to be paying for the next 15 years, I'd rather pay it at today's rate than where I'm guessing the rate's going to be in several months. So that's an option for those of you that are looking to get work done. Is they're talking, I've seen reports and projections that rates are going to go up 3 times this year. I've seen projections that rates are going to go up 5 times this year. I've seen one report that says they predict rates are going to go up as many as 7 times this year. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. But it does appear they're going up. So if you've got a project you want in mind, I can tell you every reputable remodeling contractor I know is 100% totally booked up. If you had a project you wanted to do right now, and you called the little bitty company called Rosie Wright Remodeling, we would have to tell you, we can meet you now. We can design your project now. We can submit for permit now. But we don't have the manpower to start your job till August or September. And we only have room for 1 or 2 jobs to fit in the rest of this year. After that, everything we book will be for jobs to start in January or February of 2023. That's not just a manpower problem. That's also a material supply problem. By the time we get your project designed, all of the materials specified, you narrow down all the choices, because we don't start a job until every decision is made, because we guarantee our delivery dates and we guarantee our completion dates. It takes a while, particularly in today's environment, to pin those down. We were told a particular sink that had been selected 2 months ago was 3 weeks out. Well, we kind of built the schedule on that. 2 weeks into that, we were told it's still 3 weeks out. Well, we didn't settle for that. We found that sink in a warehouse in a city we had to ship it in from. But, I mean, those are just the games we're playing right now. Many Americans, the housing market is so hot right now. There was a recent survey that said most home buyers are willing to break their budget on the next home purchase by as much as $100,000 just to get a yes. My offer was accepted. Now, that's some serious cabbage.
That's a lot of cabbage, $100,000 over. My neighbor wasn't planning on moving, but he saw what prices were doing. So he listed his home above what he thought it would ever sell for just to see what would happen.
And now he's renting a U-Haul.
Yeah. He's like, well, I'm homeless now. I got a lot of cash, but I'm homeless.
It really feels good to be walking around with that much cash until you start chopping about how you're going to replace it.
And you know, if it's $100,000 over your budget, you know, I'm not going to say that's a bad thing if you can still afford it, because eventually, you know, that you will get that.
If things continue the way they are, and it sure seems like they are in Arizona.
It may dip way down like it did in 08, but it came back.
It did.
You know,
it came back.
If it's your forever home and it's perfect for you and your family, and you're going to be there 30, 40, 50 years, and it doesn't put a strain on you financially, I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. It's not ideal, but...
the general rule...
But don't make a long-term commitment that's going to keep you living by the skin of your teeth.
It's pretty miserable being a slave to your mortgage.
Yeah.
It's a pretty miserable way to live. Generally speaking, a lot of the mortgage companies and finance companies and banks will allow you to go up to 33% of your income. And I would tell you from my experience, when people do that, they're pretty strapped. When you take a third of your income and just put it towards the mortgage, you're probably not going to be taking very many vacations. You're not going to be doing anything extra. You probably aren't going to be retiring a maintenance fund into the house for replacing appliances or paint or roofing or air conditioning or water heaters or things like that.
Yeah, because then you're really in a sticky situation. If you're spending all your money just on the mortgage and you can't maintain anything, then the condition of the home continues to deteriorate.
So here's
and then you go to sell it, and any equity you may have built up in the time, you've got to dump into getting the home into a condition that someone will buy it.
Right. It's so with the average home in Maricopa County now approaching $400,000.
Wow.
Are you willing to up that by another 100? I mean, at today's,
I'm not willing to spend 400 on a house. Period.
That's the price, as I understand it, of an average home.
Wow.
And that's gone up from about 260 just in the last 2 years. So, it's a heated pace. That's for sure. The other thing this survey indicated was that 85% of the buyers were uncomfortable with how quick they had to make a decision, because if you don't get the offer in, and you're going to be left standing on the sidelines. So if you are in the rental market right now and you're aspiring to be a home buyer, just know those that end up buying are stretching their budget beyond what they have set for themselves, and they're having to make the decision quicker. So if you're having to stretch the budget and you're having to make the decision quicker, take this little advice from Rosie, who's been here for 50 years. Don't buy a home that's been heavily modified, remodeled, or flipped unless you can verify permits were pulled and a licensed contractor did the work. I can't tell you, I feel a little bit guilty how much money I've made the last 10 years fixing homes that were flipped in the housing bubble of 08, 09, 10, and 11. Unlicensed contractors, inexperienced people jumping in on the opportunity to grab a home, replace a couple of appliances, some floor covering, paint, throw Band-Aids all over it, make it smell new with the smell of new carpet, new paint, and flip it. Work not being done to code. I've actually seen flipped homes where we actually had to go to the city and say, look, We're going to expose these sections. We've got to verify it was done close to code, repair the things that haven't been, and do a retroactive permit inspection code approval. So if you're having to make a decision in a hurry, try and find a home in as close to original condition as possible, because it's the most honest home you can buy. Yeah, there may be some deferred maintenance, but there probably aren't a lot of hidden booby traps that are going to bite you later. So housing market's hot, really hot. You know why? I got a notice today. Things contractors and builders have to be aware of in other parts of the country. Here we are enjoying this beautiful weather. Did you see what blew through the country this past week?
Oh, yeah. Record snow in Wichita, Lansing, Michigan, Indianapolis, Oklahoma City. There's over 300,000 as of yesterday without power. That number is expected to go up due to the cold front. What is it? Winter storm Landon, I think is what it is.
Man, I don't know. But Arizona is going to continue to attract people. I loved Arizona when I moved here in 1966, and there were 1.5 million people. It was a great state. You could go anywhere as you wanted to camp, and you'd be all by yourself. Now it's really tough. Really tough to find that secret spot, but I still love Arizona. And we're not going to stop growing.
Did you see the picture of the soccer game in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Was it the coldest soccer game ever played?
For men's, the U.S. men's soccer team. You know, I don't know if there was a colder one.
Did they play
it
in their soccer shorts?
I don't know about that. But all I saw was a picture of people in the stands posting pictures of their frozen beer. I'm like, what are you drinking beer at minus 19 for? Who sits there at minus 19 and thinks, gee, I need a cold beer to enjoy this?